Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. A few weeks ago, there was an article in the Times Standard about meat cuts and how confusing they are. And now, they're going to change the names of the cuts to make them more understandable. The article only touched on a couple of cuts and their new names, but as a meat cutter for 30 years, I can't say the changes made that much sense. First off, each section of the country has different names for different cuts. I'm not familiar with the East or South Coast or Southern names, but for many years, each store or chain had their own names for many different cuts. For example, a tri-tip was called a culotte steak by one chain. A few years back, Safeway had a pork loin divided into about 6 or 7 cuts. In my little shop, we had rib end loin chops, center cut loin chops, and sirloin chops. Safeway had each of those cuts divided into at least 2 categories, and it was all about the money. By dividing them up, you can get more for the more desirable cuts. Safeway has gone back to more standard names. Now this group, who is advocating change, wants to call part of a leg of pork a leg sirloin. I'm confused already. Again, the reasons for breaking the cuts down is about money and also convenience. They want to call top sirloin steak just sirloin. Not many stores sell bone-in sirloin steaks. I guess it would be up to the customer to see the bone or not to see what kind of sirloin steak it was. What about sirloin tip? What will they call that? It is an entirely different cut. Then you have T-bones, which can be divided into New York steak, bone-in or boneless. Personally, I like the bone-in. The bone and a little fat are what gives meat its flavor. Part of the beef loin is called the porterhouse. That's the large end of the short loin, as it's called, which has the New York cut on the top of the bone and the fillet on the bottom. Sometimes the steak from the small end of the loin are called club steaks. Chuck roast can be called different cut names also. You have the blade chuck, which is right next to the rib and is good for barbecue. Then there is a 7-bone. The bone is shaped like a 7. And then on to the part closer to the neck, which needs to be pot roasted. On the round, you have rump roast, bone-in or boneless. Then the round, which is the back leg, can be sold as full-cut round or divided into top round, of which the first 2 or 3 cuts can be London broil, which can be barbecued and is best served sliced thinly on a slight angle. Then on to the rest of the top round, bottom round or Swiss steak, and eye of the round, roast, which is, can be oven-roasted or barbecued. There are many other cuts, but I'm out of time for this section. But if there is a question, ask the meat cutter. They will be happy to assist you in picking out the right cut and how to cook it. This Friday, May 3rd, will mark the final performance of this spring season of the Eureka Community Music Series with Darren Rabatkina, a terrific young pianist who plays with fire and warmth. That's 7:30 p.m., Calvary Lutheran Church, south in Prospects, across from the Alice Burney School. Be there. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.